This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to act with urgent resolve in response to two shootings over a 13-hour period over the weekend. One was in El Paso, Texas, a second one in Dayton, Ohio, and all 31 people have died as a result of the violence. In comments from the White House Monday, he spoke of strong penalties in the future.
I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay.
El Paso Mayor DeMargo held a news briefing Monday. He called the shooting in his city an act of domestic terrorism.
This was an act of domestic terrorism fueled by hate, an evil individual. I will not assist in promoting or emboldening his agenda, nor any movement that he would be associated with.
And there was also praise for the people of El Paso.
I could not be more proud of our city, from the offers for free funeral services, to the lines to donate blood, to the overwhelming crowd at vigils throughout the city. El Paso has shown that we are much stronger than Saturday's attack.
A mass transit strike in Hong Kong Monday turned violent, with protesters erecting street blockades, occupying tunnels, and attacking police stations. Police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. The protesters have been calling for the resignation of Hong Kong's leader, Chief Executive Carrie Lam. Lam says that she will not step down and she will not agree to an investigation of police brutality against the protesters. This is VOA News.